That is the Naked Scientist, Dr. Chris and Dr. Phil. And joining us now, Serena Marks, is from the University of Glasgow. Hello, Serena.
Hello.
You've been doing some interesting work on cider. Tell us about that.
Last year I was analysing cider apples and looking for different levels of antioxidants. And this year we've just kind of released some data about ciders showing that some of them have quite high levels of antioxidants.
And so just tell us what an antioxidant is and does and why we need them.
Okay, briefly, antioxidants are thought to quench free radicals in the body. So these are really reactive compounds that can do some damage in your body. And it's believed that these might help against, antioxidants might help against certain diseases, for example, cancer and heart disease.
So the more of them you can pack into your body, I suppose, the better?
That's a theory, yes.
So what's the sort of bottom line with respect to making cider, and should we therefore be drinking cider instead of just eating apples?
Actually the previous work we looked at the cider apples, we actually found out that they contained more of these antioxidants than normal dessert apples. And then we've gone on to look at the ciders and actually found that ciders made from cider apples that contain a lot of these antioxidants actually have higher levels than other ciders that are made from cider apples that contain lower levels. So
what do you think's going on? Why is that?
I think it's just the more antioxidants you've got at the beginning, the more likely it's to make it through the process and into the final product. And again, we found that some of the apple juices actually contain lower levels than the ciders. And that's, again, because the apple juices are made from dessert apples, which contain lower levels of these compounds.
We had Roger Corder from the Barts and the London Medical School on this programme earlier this year.
Yeah.
He's been looking at red wine.
Yeah.
And he's been looking, again, at antioxidants in red wine. And an interesting thing he said was that when you look at these wines, you can't just drink the juice. You need the alcohol there, which is good news for people like me who like a glass of red wine. Because he said that the good-for-you things, these antioxidants, actually, and procyanidin was the one he was interested in, dissolve in the alcohol. So if you don't have the alcohol, you don't get as much of the goodies out of the grapes when you squash them and the grape pips.
Well, last year I did a feeding study looking at putting people on a low phenolic diet for 36 hours and then getting them to drink a pint of cider and taking blood and urine. So hopefully from our data we'll be able to understand if you drink a pint of cider how many of these phenolics are absorbed, and we can compare this with data used when they used apple juice to see if there is a difference. And procyanidins are actually in cider and cider apples as well. Cider apples contain very high levels of these. So, again, cider might be a good source of procyanidins.
Although, is a pint of cider a day consistent with good health in other respects? Because that's quite a lot of alcohol in some cases, isn't it? Especially if you drink good scrumpy.
If you're talking about a 4% cider, that's, about 2 units. Again, even half a pint of cider might be enough. We're just trying to work out how much of these phenolics are absorbed when you drink. The subjects were drinking was 500 mils. So to get an idea of how much you would have to drink to get these phenolics into your body.
I have to ask Serena, just to finish, who actually sponsored the study?
Okay, the study is actually sponsored by the National Association of Cider Makers.
Do you think that might have had an impact on the results?
No, it didn't, because I didn't.
OK, so the bottom line at the moment is you're waiting to see whether apple juice is as good as cider, but you get lots and lots of antioxidants from drinking cider. So if you had a choice between beer and cider, it should be cider.
Oh, definitely cider. Cider contains much more antioxidants than beer.
Thank you very much, Serena Marks from the University of Glasgow.
Thank you.
Fancy listening to the Naked Scientists in your bed, on your way to work, or even at work? Why not subscribe to our podcast? For more information, visit nakedscientists.com/podcast.